Hey there, my name is Mang, and I am going to be talking about a horror trilogy known as the Cube Trilogy. Specifically, today I'm going to be talking about the original classic from 1998, Cube. Brilliant, brilliant film. Perhaps not recognized at its time as such a brilliant film, but I believe it's become quite the cult classic. So, Cube, what is it? What is it about? Well, Cube is a rather low-budget Canadian horror film, directed by Vincenzo Natali, on a budget about $350,000, which is about $200 Canadian dollars. So, the film was written by Vincenzo along with a couple other brilliant Canadian guys and is quite the masterpiece, I would say, of Kafka-esque horror. It is ingenious in the way that it reveals so little and yet captivates so much, I would say. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. The plot is basically six strangers wake up and find themselves in this cube maze. They don't know how they got there. They don't know any of each other. They don't really know anything about their situation. They just wake up in cube-shaped rooms, and these rooms are connected to other cube-shaped rooms, and there are a lot of them. And that is not enough, because some of the rooms are also booby-trapped, with very deadly, painful traps. And that is it. That is pretty much all you need to know. The film is about the group of six working together, or not working together, to figure out why they're there, where they are, and how to get out. And so the film is technically could be classified as horror, but it's as much horror as it is almost drama, I would say, or mystery, a thriller perhaps. It blends a lot of different genres together, and it does them all very well. Now, the traps that are shown are cool, don't get me wrong, and they lead to some very intense, suspenseful moments, but some of the dialogue that occurs between the characters is also just as fascinating and intense, because you are very much in the same situation as the characters, where you do not know what is going on at all. You are given as much information as they are. And so, you're running through this movie, and you're hunting for answers, just as the characters are. And so, you contemplate if the answers will actually be provided for you. And so that is the beauty of the film. Now, I will not give any spoilers for this film. I just encourage you to watch it yourself, if it interests you. But it's definitely well done on a small budget. Now, it's not ultra low. It's not like, you know, $5,000 or anything. But it's definitely, you can tell that it's not meant to be super high budget. You know, I'm pretty sure all the effects are practical for the most part. And they actually only designed one cube for the whole film. Now, they use different colors so you can differentiate between the rooms, but as far as the set, they only used one cube. So, the six strangers then. Quite the cast of characters, I would say. There's a cop, there's a thief, there's a young student who is a math whiz, there is a psychologist, there is an asshole, and there is even an autistic man. And so, as you go through the movie, you realize that, you know, maybe these aren't just randomly picked people, you know. They have... each of them has an ability or a trait that assists the group. And so, you know, you go through and you're wondering, like, who's going to make it out of here in the end? You know, who's going to really survive? Who's good enough? And so the ending, in my opinion, is very well done. Perhaps not the traditional Hollywood ending, I might say, but definitely, definitely well done. I can't really, you know, say enough about the film as to how much I enjoy it. I did not see it in 1998, I will tell you that. I saw it at a much later date, and I just, you know, picked it up randomly because I thought it looked cool, and I was very much impressed with what I saw. Because, you know, Canadian horror is not a very fleshed out market, I guess. But, you know, some of the few films that I have seen that are Canadian horror, I guess, tend to be pretty interesting. Pontypool is another one that is just fantastic. They just tend to be, I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to say. But Cube is definitely a masterpiece in my opinion. Which is why it's such a shame that sequels exist. So, next time, we will be talking about the first sequel. Actually, the only sequel, to be honest. But, Cube 2, Hyper Cube. That is going to be... that is where we will start getting into my anger at the people responsible for taking over the film. Unfortunately, Vincenzo was only responsible for the first one, and that is not to say that Vincenzo is a genius, because he did go on later to direct Splice. So, I can't give him that much credit, but he did make one of my favorite horror movies of all time, so I'll give him that.